Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 11th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago today, in 1960, the Central African nation of Chad declared its independence from France. This momentous occasion marked the culmination of a determined struggle for self-governance as the people of Chad embraced their sovereignty and embarked on a new journey of nation-building. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 73 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:47 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:48. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with temperatures climbing to around 94 and a light breeze from the south. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 71 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 7:15 with a high tide at 1:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies Tuesday and Wednesday with highs near 95. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the low 70s. A chance of rain and thunderstorms arrives Thursday. Friday cools down to a high near 82, with mostly clear nights and lows around 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston health officials are issuing a warning to avoid contact with the water in Fenway's muddy river. Cyanobacteria, often referred to as blue-green algae, has been detected in the water between Brookline Avenue and Louis Pasteur. This harmful bacteria can lead to illness in both humans and pets. Exposure may result in skin and eye irritation, as well as breathing difficulties. If contact occurs, it is important to rinse off immediately. Ingesting the water can cause gastrointestinal issues, including vomiting and diarrhea, which can be particularly severe in children and small pets. Now on to sports. The first full weekend of NFL preseason games wrapped up, showcasing notable performances and a harrowing injury. Shedeur Sanders, the Browns' rookie quarterback, shone with 138 yards and 2 touchdowns. Coach Kevin Stefanski acknowledged that while Sanders has areas to improve, he demonstrated he belongs. In a thrilling moment, Cam Little of the Jaguars kicked a remarkable 70-yard field goal, sparking discussions about the accuracy of kickers. Unfortunately, a frightening injury occurred when Lions safety Morris Norris was taken to the hospital, but is now stable. The preseason continues with joint practices and games ahead. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon at Petco Park in San Diego, the Red Sox lost to the Padres 6-2. Padres' Dylan Cease was impressive with 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 strikeouts, while Sox Bayo took the loss after 5 2/3 innings and 6 runs. The Sox managed 5 hits and left 6 runners on base. The Padres had 9 hits, 1 error, and left 7 on base. The Red Sox record is now 65-54. Tonight, the Sox clash with the Astros in Houston for Game 1 of 3-game series. Garrett Crochet, 13-4, with a 2.24 earned run average, faces Christian Javier. First pitch at 810 at Dakin Park. In top news, a meteorite that crashed through a homeowner's roof in Georgia earlier this summer is actually older than Earth itself, according to scientist Scott Harris. The meteorite, which created a dent in the floor, is believed to have formed 4.5 billion years ago, making it roughly 20 million years older than our planet. Harris noted that it belongs to a group of asteroids from the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. The homeowner is still discovering specks of space dust around his living room. Researchers plan to propose naming the meteorite the McDonough Meteorite after the city where it fell. In business news, Boeing and Airbus have suspended their next-generation airliner projects, casting doubt on airlines' net-zero plans. Boeing's X-66A, which aimed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, was put on hold after initial enthusiasm. Similarly, Airbus paused its Zero-E hydrogen plane, originally slated for service by 2035. Experts warn that these delays could hinder the airline industry's goal of achieving net zero emissions by 2050. With aviation responsible for a significant share of global emissions, pressure is mounting for manufacturers to innovate. New contenders, like JetZero, with a radical design plan, may challenge Boeing and Airbus's dominance. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% over the weekend to just under $122,000. Ethereum is up 11% to about $4,300. And XRP is down 2% to $3.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The newly opened Vera C. Rubin Observatory, located in a remote mountain range in Chile, is set to revolutionize our understanding of the universe. This observatory will spend the next decade mapping the sky, covering the entire southern hemisphere every few nights with its impressive 3,200 megapixel camera. The observatory aims to capture a staggering total of 20 billion galaxies and another 20 billion stars, creating an ultra-high-definition time-lapse of the cosmos. This wealth of data will assist scientists in unraveling mysteries, such as measuring the expansion of the universe and gaining insights into dark matter through gravitational lensing. And in entertainment news, Zach Cregger's Weapons has emerged as a formidable winner at the box office, marking another triumph for the horror genre in 2025. This film grossed $42 million domestically and $70 million globally during its opening weekend, surpassing the combined earnings of its competitors, including Freakier Friday and the Fantastic Four First Steps. Weapons is the third horror thriller to excel this year, following Sinners and Final Destination Bloodlines. With its success, Warner Brothers reinforces its investment in Cregger, who has quickly become a significant talent in the industry, benefiting the horror genre as a whole. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Les Brown. And he said, "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.